You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fast, fun, and funny. Better get in on this edition of Ace and Friends because I may die any moment. I just got choked on a mint right before we started. But it got so bad that just as we were going on air, Riggins goes, are you going to be okay?
You walk through the door going,
I know. You ever had that happen, though? I was just chewing it up, which I shouldn't have been doing anyway. And I guess part of it went down accidentally, and I didn't mean for it to. And I got choked, and I've got minty fresh breath right now.
Was that peppermint?
Yeah. Not a peppermint, like a wintergreen mint.
Okay.
Like, you know, the little thing of mint you'd buy.
Thank God.
What do you mean?
We're not at peppermint stage, are we?
No.
You got a birthday coming up. I'm like, oh, Jesus. He's eating peppermints like a 90-year-old.
I was just at home a minute ago and almost got into it with Amanda because I was looking for my little Ziploc that has my USBs in it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it. It wasn't in my briefcase. And I said, I just can't find it. Now, when you're in an age gap relationship, you can't lose anything because instantly it's, you know, oh, gosh. So she said, Shoes, you're really starting to worry me losing stuff all the time. I said, not right now. I said, man, I got 8,000 different things going in my life right now, and not now.
And does she kind of laugh? Does she have a point? Do you lose stuff a lot?
Yeah, I'm very unorganized at the moment. There was a time that I was much more organized, and I'm just not right now. And so I need to take a weekend and just get myself organized again. But yeah, I have misplaced a lot of things lately just because everything seems to be in transit. You know, I'm either here or I'm at this other job that I'm doing, and then I'm trying to do some other things at home, and it's just like, you know,
they're spread out.
It really spread out, and it's kind of it's messing me up a little bit. Yeah, so I need to kind of get slow down, get everything organized, and reworked again.
Find your USB bag.
Yeah. Then I did find what I was looking for, only because then I realized, oh, wait, I think I left the one that I had to find some stuff for this charity case documentary. And like, oh, I think the guy, the documentary guy, has it because I put two of them in a bag and sent them to him. So yeah. I forgot about that altogether.
We haven't heard much about the charity case documentary.
And I'm going to work on that as soon as I leave here today.
Right.
Yeah. It's a slow process. You know, it's not like a regular documentary where somebody pays a bunch of money and nobody's doing it full time. So you get to it when you can. But we're close to being done.
Okay.
So a lot going on today. It's Wednesday, which means Paranormal Piper from Pineville. Locked, loaded, ready to go to blow all our minds. And yes, that includes me. That is next.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
It's Wednesday, which means my sister, we call her Paranormal Piper from Pineville, is back with us live from our childhood home, which she now owns in Pineville, Louisiana.
Good morning.
So, hey, question. The number one thing people have asked me since you started coming on Ace and Friends every week is, when did you know you had this paranormal gift? Is that, what's the proper way to describe it? When did you know you had not okay? When did you know you had this gift? Because people have asked, you know, when did I know you had this gift? Like, I didn't know until like recently that you were, not recently, in the past few years. It wasn't like something that was common when we were kids that we talked about.
Well, you and I didn't talk about it, but mom and you.
Okay. Well, she didn't talk about it with me either.
She knew it. It probably started when I was about 6 or 7.
Okay.
No, about six is when I first really remember being able to take notice of things, feel like someone was talking to me, trying to, you know, say something, things like that.
Like who? And who was talking to you when you were 6 or 7? What do you mean?
My Peyton.
Oh, okay. My sister is a, I have a problem, is twin. A twin, and her Piper had a sister named Peyton who died at birth, and that's who we named our Peyton after.
Mm.
Okay, so that would make kind of sense. Kind of that twin thing could have something to do with
it. Yeah, it was the twin connection.
Yeah, okay.
And then, you know, I had a rough time with their separation, their divorce, and all that. And so it was so traumatic for me that, you know, mama put me into counseling for it when I was really little.
I remember that.
And they did that whole battery of tests, you know, the Rorschach test, the put the puzzle together. And the guy also did a evaluation test, you know, to see if there really was a gift, if I was making it up or whatever, and I passed the test.
Okay. I did not know that. Nobody bothered to tell me
that. It's called a psychic evaluation test.
Interesting. They didn't do that. I didn't go to that counseling thing. I didn't, you know.
No, clearly.
I did. Well, I should have.
You didn't go to
the- I remember my mom was like, hey, Piper's going to go to this thing. Do you want to go? And I was like, I'm good.
Thanks.
You're older than Piper?
5 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Five years.
Picked her very first day of school ever. First day of kindergarten. She was so excited, and she comes home, and then he comes home that day and says, I'm leaving.
I can still tell you what everybody was wearing, what mama was cooking for dinner, and what we were watching.
Years later, I was like, what were you? Come on, man.
Yeah,
like, when we were kind of older, we were adults. Maybe I was even in college. I was like, what? He goes, that was a bad move. It was really bad. Yeah, that was bad. Okay, so that's interesting. I did not know that. So we're all learning something here together. We got more with Paranormal Piper from Pineville coming up. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and Friends.
So my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville, that's Pineville, Louisiana, is on the phone. We call her Paranormal Piper because she has a... Did you say you have a gift? Is that the way you say it?
It's considered to be a gift.
Okay. Who have you ever spoken to anybody? Well, you and I have never discussed this. Have you ever talked to people or anything like our grandparents after they died, like mama and papa, or even daddy? Our dad's been dead 12 years. Anything like that?
Now, a lot of times when you speak to loved ones that have already gone, they'll send you signs, like it'll be something that means, like, butterflies were really important between Daddy and I.
Right.
And growing up, you know, we would see him every once in a while. But when he passed, a yellow butterfly would always be on my car, sitting on my car, or would fly across my front porch.
Okay.
Or, you know, so whenever I see a yellow butterfly, that's our dad's way of letting me know that he's there and everything's okay.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. I did not know that. I wasn't aware of that. So it's not like verbally speaking to you. It's more that there's a sign that comes along.
Now, I would hear Meemaw.
That's our grandmother, my dad's mom. And she died
I was 95. 16.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I do hear her or sometimes feel her touch.
Ooh, now, that would freak me out.
Yeah, I would not like that.
Nah, is it a comforting? Is it comforting to you when that happens?
Very comforting.
Yeah. Not. It's not scary.
No. Yeah. No. It did freak me out when I first started seeing our mom.
Our mom died a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
In what way? And how did you see her?
I physically see her.
What?
My son has physically seen her.
Whoa.
I've seen a couple of bills we got from that hospital. That makes me think of her when I see those.
Like, your name.
What the hell is that?
No, it's especially being now that I have moved into the room that she passed away in. My dogs are very sensitive. At a certain time every night, she would always get up and go to the restroom. And every night, it's about 12:15, 12:20, my dogs go crazy in here. Because, all they do is sit on the floor and they look at the bathroom door and start barking.
God.
All right, hang on a second. I'm learning all this stuff as long as y'all are. All right, we'll get into more of this next. Hold on.
Okay. Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
Okay, so it's Wednesday, which means my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville, is on the phone with us. Piper has a gift. She's 5 years younger than me, and she lives in the house that we grew up in. We're the only people who've ever owned this house. And so a minute ago, Piper mentioned that she's been, you've actually been seeing Mom?
Yeah.
Our mom died a year and a half ago. And Piper, once my mom died, Piper moved into, it's her house now, she moved into the bigger bedroom, which is the master bedroom, which is the one where my mom was when she passed away. So that's where you see her, is in the bedroom all the time?
I see her in the bedroom and I see her in the living room. The living room was her favorite room in the house.
Yeah.
I first saw her 2 days after she passed. The day of her funeral, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And I was sitting at my desk in the living room, and I saw somebody, this is crazy. I never took the Christmas tree down. Her Christmas tree has been up 4 years. for the simple fact that when she had Alzheimer's, it was too hard for me to try to take it down and then redecorate it every year. And there were times due to her Alzheimer's where she would want to see the Christmas lights. So her tree is still up to this day in the living room, because that was where it was always put up, and that's where she always liked to go and look at the Christmas tree.
Stop laughing, Regan.
It's true. So the Christmas tree is
watching, still up. I know that. Sweet. I'm watching Regan that he is trying, he is stifling a laugh like you would not believe right now.
No, I think it's so sweet.
So with her Alzheimer's, she would always want to look at Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So we would play the Christmas music, and she would be in there, and the tree is plugged in. And I was in there the day of her funeral getting things ready, and the Christmas tree lights came on. And I could physically see her standing there looking at it. I know,
they
I
just,
like
they
I'm
just,
crazy.
They just popped on. They just
they
turned
just
on.
Yes. Okay. There are times, because since I'm here alone during the week, and, you know, my son is at our house because of where he goes to school.
Yeah.
I am protected. I am armed. There are some times where the home alarm has gone off and it'll wake me up at like 4 a.m. Or she would leave to go to work about 6:15 when she taught school. And I'll walk in there with my weapon and the garage door is wide open.
Oh, my God.
You're saying the garage door just opened.
The garage door just opens up.
Okay.
My son I went to the store one day. Jeremiah was here, and he called me. He said, "Mama, you set the alarm. The alarm's going off. The garage door's open." I said, "You know, the door that goes into the garage." I said, "It's just you, Mama. Go close it." And he goes through the whole. I mean, that happens at least once a week.
Wow.
Or it could be
where the garage door will just open.
I did not get it. I'm learning all of this just as everybody else is. That's wild. Okay.
Wow. Well,
all right. So we have a jumping off point for next week then.
Yeah, for sure.
Fascinated by this. Okay. Well, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's something new every week.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I love you. And
I love you too.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Y'all have a great day. Right,
thank you, Piper.
It's my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
Wow. What a scene. The Christmas tree is up. She's walking around the house with a shotgun. It's a lot going on.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Thanks for being a part of Ace and Friends. At Ace Cannon Media is the website and information, social media, all that kind of fun stuff. If you want to follow along, please like and subscribe. Yeah. I'm in a weird, weird place emotionally today because something I forgot about, I was confronted with. It's a failure of mine, although not really a failure because I don't know the details.
Anniversary?
Nope. Opened up Netflix yesterday and went, oh, The Circle is coming on.
Oh.
The new season of The Circle is about, I mean, it may start today. Maybe it's Thursday. I'm not sure. Why is that important? I was one of the final people cut for The Circle on Netflix.
Yeah.
My wife convinced me to apply. She said, you would be great at this game. And I've watched it. I started watching The Circle in 2020 when it first came on during COVID. We were all just, you know, everybody sitting around watching. So me and Amanda and my daughter Peyton, who passed away a few months after that, watched The Circle. And first I was like, this is a stupid show. And then I kind of got into it. Then we just kind of have, Amanda and I have kept watching it.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. It's kind of fun. But it's on Netflix and it's one of their most watched shows. So I applied back in, I guess it was May. Maybe May, and then they sent me a thing to fill out in June, and at the end of June I did an interview with a phone interview, and then I did a quick video interview, then I came back and did another interview that lasted about an hour video wise, and they were like, this is down to the final cut, the next word you get will either be you're in or you're out, and I was out.
Yeah,
so now I'm interested to see who the people are that made the show.
Yeah.
And what it's all about. I mean, who knows how it would have done. I mean, it was a chance to win $100,000.
Sure, absolutely. That's worth it.
You get to go to England. This one was filmed in England.
Yeah.
They filmed two at a time. So you go over, and I would have gone over, I think, for the month of either for the entire month of September or the entire month of October. And you're just away because they don't let you leave after you're put out.
Yeah.
So you live in this apartment building. And I was like, let me make sure I got this right. Let's say they put me out. Yeah. I don't get to come home, and I don't really get to talk to anybody, so I'm just stuck hanging out in England for like 2 weeks.
You would love that.
And they were like, yes. And I said, oh, and you pay me a per diem still every day, even though I'm not in the contest? You cover food and all that? They said, yes. I was like, well, okay.
You might never come back.
What? I'll go exploring or something. That would be amazing. There's no downside to this. Either you stay in the game a long time, or you don't, and you get to hang out in England.
Heck yeah. Well, I've got an update. We got a message yesterday that perfectly plays into this. I don't know if you saw this.
I did. I've already responded to it.
Okay. All right.
Wait, we'll see what the message is next.
Yeah. Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
We received a DM this morning. So you responded to the DM, right, Riggs?
Yeah. I was going to bring it up to you after the show today, but it seemed like the perfect time to do it right now because we were just talking about your reality show history.
Yeah, the reality show that I was almost on, The Circle. Yeah. I made it down. If you missed it, I made it down to the final cut of this edition of The Circle that's about to start on Netflix this week. They're going to air the show that they filmed back in September, I believe.
Yeah.
Was the one that I would have been on. But anyway, yeah, so there's this message this morning from a lady in our DMs that just said, hey, I'm a casting producer for a media company. We're working with a major network. She gave more details, but I'm just kind of skipping over that.
Yeah.
We want to follow 2 to 3 couples with a 15-year or more age gap. Check. We need dynamic and vibrant couples who want to share their story. The goal is not only to help others navigate similar relationship challenges, but also show the world that age really is just a number. I don't really believe that, but okay. The series will follow a few couples who can authentically share their story with class and grace. Well, y'all know me well enough to know class and grace. That's me.
That could be a hang up.
He's classy.
That's right. I am very classy. So I went home and told Amanda about it. She was just to respond to her and see what it says.
Sure, what's the harm?
I know how they find. We've gotten several of these things because of that article that appeared in, what was that?
The Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail. That appeared in the Daily Mail that they featured us in about age gap couples. Mm-hmm. That's how we get all this stuff. It ends up, you know, people end up contacting us.
Well, this one, it was right after we had made the post about. Something about age gap. Oh, yeah, people leaving nasty comments.
People got to do better. They've got to do better.
Yeah, so I had put a bunch of hashtags about age gap relationship stuff, so I'm assuming that's how, but maybe you're right.
No, but I think it was. I think that probably was that your post the other day that came from the Ace and Friends show.
Yeah.
That was about me saying people just...
So they're like
your joke's got to be more creative.
Yeah, so they must be searching through hashtags looking for couples and then DM it, which makes sense because she's... casting for a lot of different weird shows.
Yeah, I looked her up and they're casting for different things.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, do you work at an equestrian farm? We're filming a reality show about horse farm. Would you like to be a part? Are you a person over the age of 80 with more than, you know, 3 kids under the age of 5? I mean, it's like wild stuff. So.
And my only question was, ma'am, is there a potential to make more than $7 in this?
Yeah, are you going to pay me?
I was about to say, if you do get cast and they pay, you got to give Riggins cut now because he got this for you.
Yeah, I'll act as like a manager or something.
That'd be fair. I'd be okay with that.
A finder's fee.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
So we've gotten into this discussion about reality shows, which leads me to a question I jotted down yesterday. I was watching, well, let me be fair. I came home and my wife was watching Seeking Sister Wives. It's one of the shows that she likes to watch. Of these polyamorous couples. And I jotted down a note, my little notepad, that just says, where do they find these people? Not the people to be on the show. I don't know how it works, you know, when they film a show like this, but where do all the polyamorous people come from? Like, is it that easy in these towns to find people who are into this sort of thing?
This isn't the Mormon one, right?
No, this is the one where this follows different couples who are either already in or just starting their polyamorous relationship. So, like, there's one guy who's got three wives. He stays home. They all work. He stays home with the kids. Another one was a couple, and this is what made me write the note down, a couple who had lunch with a girl that they had talked to once before. And they said immediately, it's not right. The vibe is wrong. You know, we're just going to search.
They turn her down?
That's, yeah. And it said, come, you know,
that's brutal.
On next week's episode, it shows them out on a date with another person. And I thought, where are they finding this many polyamorous people in their little, in their towns? Because they're not in big cities. It was just, it struck me as odd. Now, one of the couples, the guy is going to Brazil for a month to spend time with this woman that they're looking to bring into their relationship, to move her to America to be their his second wife.
That makes more sense.
And her sister wife. But the rest of them are all just straight up, you know, Americans with other American people who want to marry up with them.
Are they attractive, any of these people?
Some of them, yes.
Yeah.
Some of them, no.
Most of them?
It's about 50-50, okay, to be honest, Rob. Right? And that's what surprises me. It's like this one guy in his town, he found three women to marry him.
Wow.
And maybe there's a system I don't know about.
Are they young people, old people?
A little bit of both. Most of them are younger. One couple, they look to be in their mid-40s, early to mid-40s. And they're probably the oldest couple of the bunch.
And they're trying to add somebody to the relationship?
Yes.
Oof.
It just seems like... I don't know. I was flabbergasted by the fact that this seems to be so easy to find for them to find someone to hey, would you be interested in being the third wife?
Is that interesting to you? Would you be interested in having a second wife?
No, God, no, no.
Are you interested in having one wife?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is a weird... How do you get on board with that?
I kept thinking, man. And one of them, the woman is the one that brought it up to the guy. She convinced the husband, hey, they got married, they were monogamous, and she convinced the husband another wife would be great. I would like a sister wife.
Do any of them... Is it always one guy and multiple women? Or is it ever one woman and multiple guys?
It's one guy, multiple women. But in one of the cases that they're going to focus on next week, the woman is the one really doing more of the date. She's looking to be in a relationship with her sister wife, and it would just be added to the guy. Maybe I don't know if he would, you know, fool around with her at all or not. It doesn't seem that way. It seems like it's really the woman who's interested in having the additional relationship and then bringing this person in. And I was just like, man, where are they finding this many people in these little towns?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I couldn't imagine. I'm sure the internet is obviously the main source of finding people, yeah, but I just can't imagine if a man and I decided, let's add a woman to our relationship. What do you want to do? Just go out and start cold asking people?
Yeah, no.
Hey,
yeah.
Would you be interested in being a sister wife? That's how you get slapped, beat up,
yeah,
labeled a pervert, whatever.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It really is.
There must be some sort of app or site for that kind of
thing. There's got to be something. There has to be something.
Hmm.
But the show's called Seeking Sister Wives, if you ever want to check it out. It's not, I don't think the show's that great, but she loves it. It's weird.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Ace & Friends.
All right, ladies, have we found the best feeling ever? From TikTok, see if you agree with her.
There is nothing more superior than having your significant other leave in the morning before you and you get to stay in bed and they're like in the bathroom getting ready to go, like getting all dressed, and they're like bye and you just get to stay in bed. Like, why is that so superior? I feel like this is extremely toxic of me, but I love it.
It is toxic.
I mean, when we're on vacation, I love being able to stay in bed when Meredith goes to work.
Yeah, why? What is it about her leaving? And is it kind of like, ha, 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 you have to go to work?
Well, I think mostly it's because it's like the role reversal, because I'm like, yeah, I get to stay this time.
Yeah.
Really?
It's nothing like malicious. I'm just like.
No, I get it. Occasionally, not anymore because of the baby, but occasionally Amanda would teach as a personal trainer, like a Saturday morning class at 8:30. And almost every time I was already awake and I was never laying around in the bed, I'd be like, okay, if she's going to go, I'll go ahead and go to the gym or get up and get busy or something like that. But I know when I was married the first time, when the kids were growing, anytime we had the day off, because my ex-wife was a stay-at-home mom, anytime we had the day off, I would always get up if it was a school day and take the kids to school, because I never got to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. It is extremely rare that I do that. Seems to me I would feel like I should be getting up and doing something if she's already gone.
Yeah, I feel like this only works. Well, I mean, unless it's Rob. I mean, he said this. But I feel like it's only women that say, like, I love staying in bed when he has to go to work.
Have you ever expressed that to Meredith, Rob, that you really love when she has to get ready to go to work and you get to stay in bed?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. When she leaves, is it even more satisfying once she's gone, or does it change?
I'm not really. Maybe I sleep a little better because I'm like, yeah, I don't have to work. Oh, this feels great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went through some of the comments to that video, and that was one of the things that people mentioned, that the going back to sleep after they're gone, because you can spread out and use the entire bed. People mentioned it's so satisfying. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about another person in the bed while you're sleeping. It's very satisfying.
I believe that.
Yeah.
That's how I do it I'm like a starfish. When I have somebody over, it is like a major upheaval.
Do you not sleep as well?
No.
Really?
Not at all. Which is fine, because you're, it's fun. It's exciting. But yeah, it's totally different. It's weird.
But Rob, good for you. Wait to hear Meredith's door close. Boom. Now I'm all alone.
Tell the kids I said hi.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
Greenville, North Carolina has been a part of our lives for a long time. The Ace and TJ show has been on in Greenville for 15, 16 years. Our ratings there are fantastic. We love everybody there. But we don't love this from Greenville, North Carolina. Well, I take that back. I do love that they caught this guy. But this happened in a Target in Greenville, North Carolina. And it is freaky. It's a guy, you watch, he kneels down and a woman's filming him.
Excuse me, what are you doing? I just saw you put that underneath her dress. Absolutely you did.
No, ma'am, I really wasn't.
You absolutely did.
Ma'am, I really wasn't. I promise.
Then show me your phone.
Get away from me.
Yes. No, we're going to call security.
No, I really.
You absolutely did. And you were following me over in the children's section.
Because I have a sister who's pregnant. Ma'am, I really wasn't.
You've been extremely close to me this whole time. Please show me your phone.
No.
I really don't.
Let's get security. Because this is absolutely wrong.
I really don't mean to.
No, you obviously did.
With
anything.
Ma'am, yeah,
they literally, you see the guy doing it. They caught this guy being a pervert and trying to kneel down and slide his phone underneath this woman who has been over looking at something on the counter.
I've never seen it actually happen in real time.
It's so dirty.
Mm. Yeah,
like so filthy.
And the guy's 21.
Yeah.
It's like 21 and you're resorting to these kind of like bizarre.
Exactly.
What are you doing? He's not a half bad looking guy. It's like you're not that hard up for like any kind of sexual contact. You're shoving your phone under people's skirts.
Yeah.
Get a grip, dude.
I mean, as somebody who with a wife and, you know, having had a daughter, you're really aware of the thing. It's just trash. And I get it. There's a problem there. There's a sickness. There's an illness. But in that moment, that's not my problem. My problem is defending and taking care of whether it's my daughter or my wife, making sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. and I don't want to hear about mental illness or whatever. That kid's a little pervert. And I know that he's got a felony charge now, felony peeping or whatever. He deserves it. Yeah. Oh, he's lucky he didn't get the crap beaten out of him.
I think in that scenario, my first instinct would be to hit him.
Yeah.
Like the first thing you think of is I'm going to hit him.
Yeah.
You're like, if your dad walked up into a Target and your mom was been overlooking at something and a 21-year-old had a thing, he would just deck him.
Kill him. It's unreal.
But it's creepy to hear them. Like that's the real, honest, first-person interaction with the guy. His voice, I mean, no,
I wasn't doing that. It's like you're clearly on video, like kneeling down on the ground trying to get this video. It's so weird.
Just so wrong and so weird.
Yeah.
But when I saw it, I was like, oh, so happy that they caught it, the guy on video like that.
21 years old. Can you imagine? 21?
No.
That seems like the activity of like a, you know, creepy 85-year-old.
Yeah, you're like old men do stuff like that.
What are you doing?
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
I have a new game I want to play with y'all. With you and with Riggins and Tech D Rob. It's called Battle of the Brains.
Okay.
Here we go. Simple questions. Three quick questions. We'll see how many you get right. Riggins, you will be contestant number one. Here are your three questions. Number one, which branch of the U.S. Armed Forces uses the slogan, it's not just a job, it's an adventure?
The Army?
That is incorrect. It's the Navy. Okay. Number two, M&M's Fruit Chews would eventually become what popular candy?
M&M's Fruit Chews?
I think this is a little bit harder of a question because you got to know who makes the candies. You know what I mean?
Skittles? I don't know.
Close. Starburst.
Oh, okay. I guess Skittles too.
Number three. According to the Guinness World Records, what's the best-selling book of all time, Riggins?
The Bible?
The Bible. That is correct. Okay. So Riggins got one out of three. You ready, Rob?
Yep.
Number one. What is an eight-sided shape called?
Octagon?
Mm-hmm. What is the only food that can never go bad?
I don't know this one.
Do you know this one, Riggins?
It's either corn syrup or honey.
It's honey.
Honey. Oh, you're right.
I would not have gotten that.
Damn.
In a million years, I wouldn't have gotten that. I don't think of honey as a food.
I don't know.
But it is. And finally, Rob, what is the first animal to ever be cloned?
A sheep.
Dolly the sheep. That is correct. Okay.
Oh, Dolly.
I had a couple of tiebreakers ready in case we needed them. Richard Hatch is the very first winner of what reality TV show?
Survivor.
That is correct. I know Riggins already had it too. And you probably know this one. What is the name of Elvis Presley's Memphis home?
Oh, Graceland?
Yeah, that is correct. All right, y'all are good on that. But yeah, that I thought the Starburst question was a little unfair.
That one's rough.
Are they M&M? Yeah, I mean, M&M's fruit chews. I was like, well, Skittle looks like an M&M. I just figured that makes sense.
Yeah, they were originally apparently called M&M's fruit chews. And somebody went, that didn't make any sense. Guys, we're trying
to. That's not a good name. We need to brainstorm a little bit longer.
Like, give them a new name. They'll blow up like a Starburst. Oh, yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah.
The makers of M&M's and Starburst are the same? Is that how they got that?
Yeah, I guess it's, is it M&M Mars?
I think it's Mars.
Is the name of, or is it just Mars?
It's Mars.
Right. I think it's just Mars, actually. Yeah.
Okay. And then the U.S. Armed Forces, it's not just a job, it's an adventure. It's the Navy.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. That's one of their older slogans, I believe.
The Navy, accelerate your life.
Accelerate your life.
Yeah. I know that one.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. What is the only food that can never go bad? It's honey.
Honey.
I just don't think of honey as a food.
Yeah, I mean, it's edible, but is it a food?
It's not. It's more of a condiment to me.
Unless you're Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I know it's not. I get it. Technically, it's food, but it seems like it's a condiment.
Is it, you know? Yeah, our sauce is food.
Yeah. But it's not a sauce. That's the key.
Hmm. What is it?
Food.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Ace & Friends.
Every day at this time, we take a quick trip around the world to capture some of the stupid news stories. Sometimes they're stupid because they're just stupid. Other times they're stupid because I want to share them with you and nobody else cares. We've got one of those coming up today. But let's start with this. Stupid news. Anytime I hear the phrase Axe body spray, I think of two people. My son, Cade, and Riggins. Because Riggins talks about how he used to bathe in Axe body spray. And Rob, you did too, didn't you? Were you a big Axe body spray person?
I used it pretty liberally.
My son, when he was in middle school, it was like, man, what the hell? This is crazy. And I'm pretty sure he was doing it in lieu of a shower in the morning. He would just all over his body. But it turns out the Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on how farmers have started using Axe body spray to prevent male sheep from fighting. The smell is so strong, it masks the ram's natural pheromones. It's a little trick that's apparently been filtering through the sheep herding community for several years now. There's a specific scent called Axe Africa. Wikipedia says it's also marketed under the name Axe Kilo. That is supposed to work best. So they just coat these sheep down with Axe body spray, and it prevents them smelling the pheromones of each other, which is what spurs on fights between sheep.
It is strong.
Yeah. So maybe that'll, you know, cut down on some middle school fights.
Yeah, maybe.
I did like this. Stupid news. It turns out the era of reclining airplane seats could be coming to an end. They're talking about getting rid of them altogether because a couple of reasons. Number one, seats that don't recline are lighter, which keeps down fuel costs. They don't need as many mechanical parts, which means less maintenance. And they have said, look, the reclining seats are really becoming an issue.
Yeah.
And anything to cut down on fights and aggravation.
Yeah.
Not going to happen anytime soon. They wouldn't get rid of seats and overhaul all these planes. They would just, as new planes come in, they would just not have reclining seats.
Good.
And stupid news, only because I'm fascinated by this, and I know y'all don't care. Journey's Greatest Hits, the album, just became the third album in history. Only three albums in history have done this. It hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart. That's the big Billboard album chart. The only two albums to ever have done it before, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and Bob Marley's Legend. Mm. I don't know how many copies it sold. I know it's well over 10 million copies that Journey's Greatest Hits has sold. But 800 weeks. It first made it onto the Billboard chart in December of 1988.
Wow.
That's astonishing.
That is, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
But that is today's stupid news.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
I think we've all, at some point in time when you're a kid, decided, I'm running away from home. Well, there's a kid that's going viral on TikTok because he's running away from home and getting a little more than he bargained for from his neighbor. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months' supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins, did you ever decide I'm running away from home?
I thought about running away from home. Never did it, though.
Yeah. Rob, did you?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
I stayed there until I was almost 30 and I wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, here's a 9-year-old that decided to run away from home. And he ran next door to his neighbor's house. Now, he's walked up on the front porch, and he's waiting on the neighbor to come to the door. Here he comes.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Come on in, Tucker. Tucker, no, come on.
He's yelling at the dog.
What's up? You want to play?
No, it's just my little brother has been annoying me, so can I move in with you? I have all my stuff.
You're going to move in with me?
Yeah, I wanted to.
You got rent money?
What?
You got money for rent? Then you know there's going to be a lot of work here, right?
Shakes his head no.
You have to work. You all right with that?
Yeah, I love doing chores.
Okay.
Can you help me get my stuff?
No, I'm not going to help you. You got to do it yourself.
All right.
All right.
Now he walks away. And he runs across the grass.
He's got to go get his stuff.
Yeah, going to get his stuff. Never to be seen again. Yeah.
So all the comments were like, oh, mom definitely got in contact with the neighbor and said, hey, he's going to come over here. Yeah. He's running away, quote unquote. But the guy handled it perfectly. Hey, you got some rent money?
Yeah.
You good at chores?
I ran away one time, and I said I was running away. And I had a little black suitcase in my room, a little bag. And I took the bag, and I put a fresh pair of underwear and a fresh pair of socks and my Bible in it. And I told my mom, I'm leaving now.
Leaving.
And she said, okay. Right. And I left. And she said, once you leave, though, don't come back. And I said, all right. And I went outside and sat on the porch just to think about where I was going to go.
Yeah.
After about 30 minutes, she came and was like, you ready to come back in? And I said, I think so. Because I felt like I'd proven my point.
Yeah. What caused you to run away?
I was about 6 or 7. I'm sure it probably had something to do with the fact that I had a little sister that she was like 2. And I was probably just annoyed with stuff and decided, this is unfair. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I've decided I'm leaving now.
With one pair of underwear.
One pair of underwear, one pair of socks.
And the Bible.
My Bible. You got my Bible. What else do I need?
That's right.
And
give up your things and follow me.
Yeah. And I just decided to stop for a moment on the front porch and contemplate. Let me make a plan.
Yeah. Did you whip out the Bible at any point?
No. It was just all in the bag. Stayed in the bag. But I remember thinking like, well, I've got her attention now.
Yeah. Prove my point.
She wants me to come back. I'll come on back.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
We're about to blow your mind with a TikTok. Now, this lady has a good idea. We should start bragging about how long we've had stuff. Like, instead of bragging about your new stuff, talk about how long you've had stuff. Then somebody stitches her TikTok and takes it next level.
Bragging about how long we've had stuff.
I have owned and used one bath towel since I left for college in 2007. And my husband has a pair of shorts that has a pocket for a portable CD player.
What?
A pocket for a portable CD player in his shorts.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that existed. Was that a thing?
I didn't know that either. No, I was not aware they would have a pocket for a portable CD player.
Not cargo shorts, like a pocket for a portable CD player.
It's shaped like a portable CD player, like a certain brand or whatever. But my thing is, so I started trying to think, when would that have been? So he's had those shorts. The iPod started in what, 2000?
Early.
3, 4, 5, something like that?
Yeah. So late 90s, 98 or maybe 96 to 2000. Is probably that.
That is crazy.
30 years of shorts. And they're, you know, they look like cargo shorts, but it's clear they're not. Oh,
the original iPod came out in 2001.
Yeah.
So there were other MP3 players coming out just before that. He's had those shorts for over 20 years. I mean, I had a shirt on the other day and I thought, man, I've had this shirt. I had this shirt well before I knew Amanda. So I've probably had this shirt 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I've got underwear from college.
You still have underwear from college?
Sure.
But you've been out of college, like, what, 15, 16 years?
2010. Yeah, 14 years.
So 14 years? Rob, what's the oldest thing that you have you can think of right off the top of your head like that? Clothing-wise, probably, or like a towel or something.
I nothing older than like a couple of years, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you'd had something old.
He likes new stuff. Fresh, clean. What's the oldest thing you have? Do you know?
It would probably be, sure, I've got a pair of black shorts that Amanda hates that I know I've had them 10 years.
You don't have like an old towel. I mean, a towel since you're, I mean, that even seems more ridiculous than an underwear.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that. And I kind of made a point through the years to start cleaning out stuff like that. Like, I don't need this and throwing it away.
Yeah.
You know, like last time I was at home at my sister's house, my mom's house, I was like, I don't need these trophies. Let's throw these trophies out.
Yeah.
So all my childhood stuff just went.
Sure.
So what am I going to do with, you know? 1,000 trophies of how great I was when I was a kid.
So many.
So many.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
I ran across this on Reddit and just wanted to see everybody's thoughts. I think it's pretty good. My wife works nights and I'm always home when she is waking up and getting ready for her shift. Over the weekend, she was late for work because her alarm didn't go off. She said it was my fault I didn't wake her up. Yes, I was home, but I was pretty busy cleaning up the backyard. On top of that, I bought a new grill and had to set it up for the summer. I wasn't watching the time at all and assumed she would wake up. Am I a jerk? By the way, she's loving that new grill.
Not at all.
So she's, you know, in the house asleep and say she's supposed to get up at 4 o'clock to be at work at 6. He's not paying attention to the time. Just assume she's up and didn't go up there. And then she thinks he's a jerk for not waking her up.
That's a ridiculous thing.
I would agree.
I would flip out if she's tried to blame me.
It's 100% not his fault.
And then she calls me a jerk. You're a jerk. But are you kidding? Get out of the house. Go to work.
Yeah.
Before I really get upset.
Okay, the vast majority of people that talked about it was like, you're not a jerk. You're fine, sir.
Are you kidding me?
It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You were busy. You can't stop.
Not your mom waking you up for school.
Now, if she had said, hey, I'm having trouble with my alarm or whatever, hey, I'm really tired. Please make sure. Help me at 4 o'clock. Yeah. Would you make a note? Then he would, you know, make a note, maybe even put himself an alarm in his phone to remind him, 4 o'clock, I got to go check on her, see if she's ready to go.
Oh, man, I would flip. You're a jerk.
Yeah, I'd be really mad if you called me a name over that. Rob, do you and Meredith do anything like that where you have to keep up with the other person at all?
No.
Yeah, so you never worry about when she has to be up or anything.
I mean, unless, there was one day that I didn't see the ring go off or her let the dogs out or whatever, so I thought something was wrong, but that's about the only time.
Remember, they have the Life 360 on her phone and her parents' phone, and didn't her mom text her one time, like, why haven't you left for work yet?
More than once.
Yeah, so her mom keeps tabs on her.
Yeah, because... Her mom called you that day that she overslept for like several hours, right?
I think I initiated that one, but her mom has called me before about that.
Why isn't she at work? She hasn't left the house yet.
But Meredith overslept one day, like several hours, because you were here on the show and she hadn't left for work and they were kind of getting, you were actually for the first time, like seemed like you were getting concerned.
I was very concerned because I didn't, she's never like shunned her responsibilities by sleeping so much, but. That day she did.
Well, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But it turns out she was just, she overslept by several hours.
Yeah, I think she just didn't set the alarm the night before.
Oversleeping by a couple hours is pretty hard to do, I think.
That's crazy.
I think I've only overslept to come here like once and it was like 30 minutes and I was scrambling.
When that's your daily routine, it's hard to oversleep by a long time.
Mm-hmm. My alarm never goes off. That's crazy. Up about 5 minutes before it starts. Every morning, never goes off.
That is insane.
If I'm up 5 minutes before it goes off, I'm going to try and go to sleep for five more minutes.
Oh, would you know?
You're not wrong, Rob. You're not wrong at all. I've done that before where I've turned a lamp on, looked at it and gone, four more minutes. Turn the lamp back off. It's going to lay here in the darkness.
Four minutes?
Yeah.
Just all any time you can get is
torture. I'm not going back to sleep. I'm just going to turn this lamp off and lay here in the darkness for three more minutes.
Oh, man.
Just close my eyes.
Isn't that torture?
No.
No.
Because then you're just waiting for it to go off again. Oh,
yeah. No. I'm just like, all right, well, let's just enjoy this while I can. There's no anxiety for me going, I know it's about to go off. That's not when it happens. The anxiety for it going off is when I go to bed originally the night before. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get enough sleep now.
Riggins bragging about his great sleep with his
wife. No, I'm not at all.
I wake up 5 minutes before my alarm every day.
I do.
I'm so refreshed and ready to take on the day.
Yeah, and I was concerned.
Because I just had 17 hours of sleep.
Yeah, go to bed. I need to go to bed.
Everybody just go to bed. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, Teddy, Rob, you get to go first today. What is your favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends?
Well, the whole thing with Piper, of course.
Well, we're going to have to ask you to be more specific, Rob. You have to pick one thing out of that smorgasbord of insanity that you found. I shouldn't say that, insanity.
That's not very nice.
That's not very nice to say about my sister. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, what specifically, Rob?
I think that you found out that she sees your mom.
Yeah. Found that out today. Found that out, and that she's felt my grandmother, felt my grandmother's hand. My grandmother died like in 95, 96.
Oh, who hasn't felt your grandmother's hand? You know what I'm saying? Sorry. That was really awful.
Riggins' favorite thing from today's Ace and Friends.
Yeah, I think it was Piper. Just not even really the paranormal stuff, but her knowing that there's a Christmas tree up year-round, and she's walking through the house with a firearm, and it's just, you know, so Louisiana. It's amazing.
So Louisiana, it's amazing.
It's great. Stay strapped.
Yeah. She's well-armed in that home.
I like it. I like it.
Has been, always will be.
Sure. I mean, it's a scene going on in there.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Ace and Friends.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.